All right, folks, what's truth? What's fiction? Biden gives chilling nuclear warning over attacking Iran after a kamikaze drone kills troops. Lots going on. This is serious stuff, and Scott Bennett is here to help clear it up for all of us. But first, folks, get your Noble Gold. Global financial storms might be raging, but thousands of investors in precious metals with Noble Gold Investments are smiling. They know that whatever happens, their investments will be safe from the turmoil. Protect your savings from market volatility with a Noble Gold Investments IRA and claim your free silver virtue coin, folks. Talk to a Noble Gold Investments expert today, and they'll talk you through your options. And if you qualify, they'll guide you through the whole process. Call 877-646-5347 today and take control of your financial future. Or hit the link below, folks, in the description box and get started with some Noble Gold. You're going to need it. Man, what's going on, Scott? First of all, thank you for coming back. Let's try to make this YouTube worthy. G-rated, all right?
Well, I'll endeavor to speak as closely as I can to Henry Higgins, the British linguist in the film My Fair Lady. So I will speak with such eloquence it blinds the Y-tube sensors and algorithmic fish traps. That being said, the salty language, they'll have to attend to Nino's corner. But let me just say, I've been to Iran twice, Nino. You know that. I've been there in 2018 before I pulled out of the JCPOA, and I was there last year. And I can say with authority, as can others who have been there, Mike Maloof, Phil Giraldi, Michael Springman, Kevin Barrett, a lot of people in the alternative media and who are very libertarian, conservative-minded people. Phil was a Army intel officer. Mike was a Pentagon contractor. Michael Springman was an attorney and a State Department consular. We're all of the same opinion that Iran does not want a conflict, nor will it engage in a conflict with the United States. It's never wanted that. The massive propaganda that has saturated the United States and the American people in particular, I would say to a large degree because of certain element that impregnates American culture with propaganda that is currently involved in military operations over in the same place where the international court ruled. They've been responsible for a massive propaganda campaign against the American people that has demonized the people of Iran and the culture and such. But I can tell you, they don't hate Americans. They love Americans in a sense. They don't agree with the government because largely it has been infiltrated and manipulated, as we see right now, as we've seen with now we see in the Gaza area. And they've never wanted a conflict.
It seems to me like our politicians, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, they really need this war. They really want this war. I mean, they're calling for us to strike Iran. I mean, I you called this before in the sense that you said, you know, you were worried about our, I guess this attack happened in Jordan, but you've been worried about our ships out in the Red Sea that would, push us into some kind of escalating conflict.
Yeah, well,
this is a whole different, not a different scenario, but it's all paths lead to the same objective here.
That's right. And inevitably, we will lose regardless of what we do in that region. We will lose because we won't use nuclear weapons. And every weapon that we do use will be counteracted with their weapons. And their weapons are not 1985 weapons. They have all become very quickened and prepared, and I mean, with massive military capability. When I was in Iran, I went to the missile museums that they had and saw, along with others, the full spectrum of their missile capabilities and all of their drones.
You saw this firsthand.
Mm-hmm. I saw it with my own.
You know exactly what they have.
Yeah, and that's why I can tell you, their accuracy of their missiles is quite incredible, and they've done it because the supreme leader had intentionally told the military industrial complex that they would not tolerate innocent blood being shed. So they demanded that the engineers and the scientists create hyper accurate missiles, and they refused to let them leave the drawing board until they got it down to like a 10 feet radius. So Iran has some of the most accurate missiles on the planet, better than China, in fact. And you know, they've never openly wanted to engage in a war or an attack of the United States. So they won't attack any U.S. ships unless they are themselves attacked. Now, Biden's recent comments, first of all, this drone strike upon the American base was not in Jordan. Yeah, that's propaganda too. It was in Syria. And it was right on the cusp between Syria and Jordan, of course, because that whole area has been drawn up and reconfigured by the Sykes-Picot Act after World War I. And those regions have been Sunni, Shia, Kurdish, Alawite for thousands of years. And it's only in the last 150 years, specifically after the World War I war, they redrew all the map because the Turkish Ottoman Empire had collapsed. Before that, it was all part of you know, Turkey and the Middle East and such. But this strike was done against the air base in Syria, but it also did not just happen out of the blue. The United States has been engaging in military strikes against General Soleimani, who did other high-level individuals, other bases, things that aren't even reported. So, you know, Iran was specifically striking you know, a base as you know, protocol, as a tit for tat.
Well, let me read you another headline here and get your thoughts on this because it says U.S. mixed up enemy, friendly drones, and attack that killed 3 troops. American air defenses failed to intercept an attack drone that killed 3 U.S. troops and wounded dozens in Jordan. And confusion about the identity of approaching aircraft, officials said Monday, as more details emerge about the incident and the Biden administration deliberated how to respond. While the Pentagon scrambled to identify what went wrong at the isolated facility with the goal of preventing more bloodshed from ongoing attacks by Iranian proxy forces, President Biden's vow to retaliate raised questions about whether the United States could tip the region into the full-scale conflict that Washington has sought to avoid. So is
Yeah.
this, are they saying this is a mix-up? What are they saying here?
Well, they're saying a drone was returning to the base and that they were expecting that to be the drone when, in fact, it was a drone that was launched by militants that was not coming out of Tehran, by the way. It's militants in the Iraq area, the Iraqi resistance that sent this drone in and did the strike. Now, there are also a lot of voices out there that are speculating this may have been a false flag, because that's their modus operandi. Use the United States as a you know, 300-pound gorilla in the room. So there's speculation that this may not all be as it seems, that the current genocidal powers in the Middle East orchestrated this. But the other thing to remember is we're again, the United States is not wanted in Iraq. The Iraqi government, the Iraqi parliament has requested by every mean other than military strikes that the United States leave Iraq. They don't want us there. The Syrians, of course, don't want us there because we originally were training under Lloyd Austin the ISIS al-Nusra Daesh militants to strike against Bashar al-Assad, who was a ophthalmologist and a moderate. And Syria prides itself on its ecumenicalism. There are Christians there, there are Jews there, there are Muslims there. And Syria specifically markets itself as a very cosmopolitan, non-religious sector. It's a Syrian Arab country, but it is not a Islamic state. So we've been fomenting conflict in these areas. Now it's all coming to a head, and the question becomes, and people are wondering, is the United States under Joe Biden going to authorize some sort of military strike, missile strike, or naval strike against Iran itself, its landmass, its civilian infrastructure, its military bases? I don't think so. Because I think and I pray that the military officers have done the math and have presented in very cool ways, if we strike Iran, this is what they do back. If we do something to them after that, then they will respond this way. And it's a tit for tat, right? It's a tennis match. But the bottom line is, if it got into a full-scale conflict, which, again, I don't think it would, because there's no chance for the United States to win. Qatar, the U.S. base in Qatar, would be obliterated by a rain of a million missiles from Iran. And those missiles would be reinforced by Russia. Russia would be sending whatever Iran needs to survive, because Russia can't allow Iran to fall, because that weakens its own southern flank. Neither can China, and neither can India, because Iran is a very key infrastructure country for a lot of the Belt and Road and the Shanghai and the BRICS and railways from India all the way up to Iran. So Iran is a very important economic player in this. But what will Biden do? I would say he's going to strike with A-10s or missile strikes, cruise missiles, specific bases that he's going to claim were militant bases, right? He's going
just
to shoot
just to flex enough.
Yes.
Then to not get us in trouble, but make some precise, you know, hits that, you know, shows that we're still there, shows that we have a pulse.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's all he'll do. And I don't even think he'll hit anything. I think he'll fire them into the rocks and the mountains and claim that a bunch of people were up there. So, you know, nothing, I don't think anything will happen to this. Now, Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and these people that are howling at the moon for war, it's because they're paid by the lobbies that are currently engaged in the acts of, you know, mass human destruction in the Gaza area. They're paid. Lindsey Graham is paid. Mitch McConnell's paid. John Thune's paid. John Cornyn's paid by this massive lobby group that we know have hook noses and yarmulkes and, you know, are engaging in mass murder as confirmed by the International Court of Justice.
What about
so the U.S. military, the U.S. political players have been completely sold out and are treasonous traitors that are putting another country and another and money ahead of what's in the best interest of the American people, and specifically the sons and daughters, because there is a point. Whereas if you pick a fight, as they think they can do, if theoretically you picked a fight with Yemen, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Somalia, Russia, because that's who you'd be fighting with. You'd be fighting like Custer, fighting all these individual Indian tribes. They can fight for 20, 30 years. Look at Afghanistan. They fought and fought and fought and fought until finally, again, Joe Biden totally collapsed. Now, Iran and other countries have watched that, saying, okay, so they make a lot of noise. They blow up a lot of stuff. They decimate, you know, countries and governments, and then they leave, and we have to clean up the rubble. So they know this is the modus operandi of the United States, is to hit and fight and then leave. So they're prepared to hit back and fight back. They will never surrender. You will never have a regime change in Iran. You will never have a regime change in Yemen or Syria or Iraq or, you know, Jordan or anywhere else. The United States is going to lose everything in the Middle East because we've turned into a psychotic bully, and everyone is just totally disgusted with us.
What about rumors, and it says here, breaking, Russia sending nukes to Cuba, first time in 62 years. Have you heard anything about this? This is allegedly.
Well, there has been a Russian politician in the Duma that has said we should send nuclear weapons to Cuba and other friendly countries if the United States is doing this in Ukraine, which is a logical position. It's also what we argued about in 1964 over the Cuban Missile Crisis, when the United States first positioned nuclear weapons in Turkey and Russia reciprocated by putting nuclear missiles in Cuba. And then the Cuban Missile Crisis occurred.
So we could probably be seeing that again. But what I'm hearing is what I'm hearing is South America right now is fully active with Russia and Iran and China. The South America, they're in our backyard right now.
Yeah, because, Nino, all of these countries, again, it is the narrative. It is the psychological suggestion. It is, you know, the smell of burnt toast in the air that people can, there's something burnt here. And that burning scent is the reputation and trust and goodwill of the United States. We don't have any trust or goodwill or reputation or honor or decency or moral standing anymore. We've lost it all in 20 years, and we've most especially lost it in the last 6 months, and longer than that. Now, it's interesting and comical that Biden would say Iran supplied weapons to these militant groups that struck us, so we're going to strike Iran. That exact same phraseology could be replaced with Russia saying, the United States provided weapons to militants. We're going to strike the United States.
And let's not forget that Mr. O, we can't say his name, but you know who I'm talking about when I say Mr. O, gave billions to Iran, and so did Biden.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, this is all manufactured, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a school that says, you know, first of all, you've sent weapons and money over there to foment this. Why? For a broader war, for a broader conflict, because you live off of war and conflict and military exchanges. You like a controlled fight. It's almost like you like setting up boxing matches because you make money on, you know, both, you know, the fight itself and then cleaning up. You know, you own the countries that provide the soap and water that clean the blood off of the mat. Well, that's not exactly what the American people want or the world wants. And I think you're witnessing a massive paradigm shift politically, morally, philosophically that we've never had before. We're not even bringing into the decision-making matrix, or rather the melting of the American mind, that's withering the brain. And I think, you know, that's something people really don't think about, that could be contributing to the mental collapse in the West. And those of us
you really think it's that destructive? That's what we're saying. I'm noticing it with friends and family. So there is a deterioration happening. I see it.
That to me is the death of an empire and the fall of Rome, because I've watched this from the very beginning in spring of 2020, and I've met and talked with all these people, and their common narrative was, we don't know what this will do. We know it does bad things and only bad things, and that there is nothing good coming out, and that everybody who was associated with
it. Let's take the rest of this to Nino's Corner.tv. Are you okay with that?
Sure.
All
but
right.
that could very well have a melting effect, you know, a dimming effect, causing people to become.
I definitely believe in the dimming effect. I'm seeing it with friends and family already.
I mean, you've seen how many people stop at a red light and don't go.
They
don't
that, but...
So that's a factor. And the thing is, too, those countries, I don't think they have gotten that themselves. Russia didn't. Iran didn't. China didn't. That country committing mass did, allegedly. You know, the U.S. and Britain and the rest of them did. You know, the other thing to watch is what after this international court of justice ruling, are you going to see these other nations step up and deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza? Are they going to organize a flotilla, a convoy of ships to land and deliver materials? Are they going to say, forget the UN and the EU and all the US and all these parties, and form a BRICS sort of mobilization? I've said they should, and I think if they do, you will see that propel the countries that lead that to a leadership status of the world. That's what the United States should do, Nino. That's, you and I should be aboard a Princess cruise ship that lands on the beach of Gaza and throws out bread and water and clothes and little dollies for little girls and bandages, and saying, okay, This area is secure and none of the bad guys are allowed here because this is a U.S. mission. Why isn't that happening? Because we are full of evil and deceit or stupid or all three. So the
Say all
question
three.
is, who's going to rise up that's not evil, that's not deceptive, and that's not stupid? Well, that's the Russian, the Chinese. We'll see if the Turks have anything going. The Iranians are certain smart enough to do that. I
They're
like
outfitting the Turks with a
that.
bunch of F-16s, from what I understand.
What's that?
But I think we're outfitting the Turks right now with a bunch of aircraft, aren't we?
Well,
And
they've
then
always been
behind
part of NATO. They've always
them.
had
Okay, then,
F-16s. They're a neutral NATO country, if you will. The U.S. can't kick them out. They don't want to. They don't want to bring them into Europe as a European Union member, which has isolated them, but they are closer with Russia because their economic ties through the Black Sea, and they definitely want the energy that will be harvested from the area of Gaza in the Mediterranean, all of that natural gas and oil and such. Turkey wants to be a part of that. So for that reason, no one really wants a full-blown war. But here's the thing, Israel has initiated enough acceleration and enough violence that they can't they could theoretically say, okay, that's it, done, we'll do a peace accord, no more, but then it goes back to the status quo. But if they keep on progressing and saying, we're not going to stop until everyone's gone, now you're going to awaken the sleeping giant. You're going to awaken all of these Muslim and African countries from Malaysia, Turkey, Pakistan, and they're all going to descend on Israel. And remember that scene from World War Z where the
Yeah.
zombies are completely surrounding Jerusalem? I could foresee something like that in 5 years if the world lasts that long. And if Israel doesn't stop, it could arouse that kind of a backlash. And remember, these people don't need a lot to live on. They need an AK-47, pair of sandals, a man dress, and a little bit of food.
Yeah.
And they call jihad their religious purpose. And they'll go right to heaven with 72 virgins and 9 prepubescent boys.
You'll be
Well,
very happy.
yeah,
Let's
and
take
these
the rest of
people
this to
can't afford.
NinosCorner.tv. Scott, this is just, I just got to rein you in a little bit because I know we're, I love it. I love it, but it is fluff tube. So do you, but yes or no, do you see us striking Iran? You do see it happening, correct?
I
But
don't see, I
strategic.
do, I from, I put it this way. I do not personally see us firing a missile or any kind of weapon into the Iranian territory. I don't see us hitting Tehran or Mashhad or any geographic region of Iran. I do not see us doing that because that is an attack on their homeland, and they would then say this is a war. And they would respond with sinking American ships, attacking Qatar, attacking every base in Iraq, attacking bases in Syria.
But it,
And the US can't do anything because if they launch planes from Qatar, Iran's missile system will take out the entire base. And that's a pretty big move, but
but as
I
all
don't
this is
see them.
happening, as all this is happening, Scott, it seems like they're putting their chess pieces in position to
Yes.
surround America through South America. Now there's talks about Cuba, so they're strategically placing their chess pieces, correct? I can say that.
Well, I wouldn't say it's necessarily for insidious military objectives or motives. I wouldn't say they have an intention to invade America. That's always been part of the propaganda, too, that they're coming in to invade us. I think that's been propaganda to hyperventilate America into this state of panic that makes it more submissive to a police state. And more accepting of restriction of liberties and more accepting of a draft of a this seems to me to be all a maneuver for the Democrats to maintain a police state of power and the rhinos to be kind of acquiescent in this. The Republicans have not won anything. I mean, to think that the Republicans had the House and the Senate when it was first elected, and McConnell with them. They did nothing. They could have overturned America. They could have done all sorts of good with the Republican president, Senate, and House, and they didn't. And they lost the next, and the Democrats got in and have been defecating on every good thing ever since. And so has the Republican. We have been saturated with sick old men that need to be. I'll be Rex Harrison
Hello.
to be cleansed as soon as possible. So there's a lot of propaganda, but I'd say the economic chess location of pieces around the South American, Central American, yeah, I think they're doing that, but out of a survival instinct. Venezuela is a very attractive country because it's got a lot of oil. It's part of the gateway of South America. And I'll put it this way, Nino, those countries, South America, do not, really have any animosity or war. You have a lot of people leaving to come to America, which is another invasion. You do have military-aged young men coming from, China and elsewhere. Is this part of a larger plan? It's certainly possible. What do Americans do about it? Well, you man the border, you throw out every politician that is committing treason, and you erect walls. Like in Game of Thrones, the Great Ice Wall, and you say, you shall not pass.
Okay.
I don't
All
care.
right.
We can't survive bringing 3,000 people into a 12-person lifeboat. And that's the math that's behind all of this. And but you know, so anyway, I think we're going to have a shift, hopefully, back to our own domestic policies. But the Biden administration are setting off as many crises as they can. And I think we're going to
They're
have a,
lighting as many fires as possible.
and it's going to blow up very badly this year in America, that they're going to say it was done by those who like the man with the orange hair and all those people. They're going to try and blame that stuff on us, and people are just going to go, nope, we're not buying it. You're all liars and you're traitors, and now you've drawn first blood. And look at the 25 governors that are stepping up behind Abbott. Now, I'm not a big fan of what Abbott did because he's done it three years too late. I said 2, 3 years ago, when this first started, every state should send its military down to the Texas border. How long has it taken for that to be done? Just in the last couple of weeks. But hey, everybody has their chance to come to Christ and be the Saul of Tarsus Paul moment. We'll see how it goes. This could be setting up America, and we can talk more on Nino's Corner for a very militant clash between states that now are going to say, we're not seceding from the Constitution. We are closing ranks with other states that set the Constitution and the protection of our republic preeminent. We're therefore recognizing, and you don't have any authority, and everybody in your
Let's
agencies are not
finish this on
allowed.
ninoscorner.tv. I appreciate you, Scott, so much. Thank you. Gotta rein
My
you in.
pleasure, pal. We'll
All right.
hopefully keep it clean with white lace gloves.
No, not on there. We don't have to.
Okay.
On this channel. But thanks, Scott, for coming on.
My pleasure.